Rachel Koshigan, a member of Stark & Stark's Commercial Litigation Department, with a New Jersey legal update for the week ending July 15, 2005. This past week, the New Jersey State Courts published decisions limiting the scope of the New Jersey Antitrust Act, defining the parameters of the absolute litigation privilege, broadening the breadth of probable cause, and expanding a state's immunity provisions under the New Jersey Tort Claims Act. In Sickles v. Cabot Corp., the appellate court addressed the scope of the New Jersey Antitrust Act. Specifically, Judge Axelrod addressed the issue of whether indirect purchasers of an allegedly price-fixed product in a class action suit may state a claim for violations under the New Jersey Antitrust Act. The court stated that the entire antitrust remedy belongs to, and only to, direct purchasers, i.e., those who purchase the affected product directly from the defendants. Indirect or pass-through purchasers, i.e., those who purchase the defendant's product further down the chain of distribution, have no standing under antitrust law. The court also dismissed plaintiff's consumer fraud claim and found that plaintiffs were attempting to recast their antitrust claim as a consumer fraud claim. In Williams v. Kenney, the court addressed the often used absolute litigation privilege, which applies to all statements made in connection with a judicial proceeding. The underlying suit alleged that an attorney sent a defamatory letter which made assertions about the plaintiff's personal life and the professional conduct to the newspaper where the plaintiff worked. The appellate panel reversed the lower court's decision and found that the absolute litigation privilege did not apply to the letter because the assertions therein were not sufficiently related to the underlying LAD action brought by the attorney's client against the state's office of the public defender and its agent. In Scanavino v. Dowd, the appellate court affirmed three separate orders dismissing plaintiff's claims in his civil rights action. Plaintiffs was charged with disrupting a public meeting of the town council and resisting arrest. Plaintiff was subsequently found not guilty. The plaintiff reviewed the videotape of the meeting and confirmed the trial court's finding that the evidence was so one-sided that defendants must prevail as a matter of law. The fact that plaintiff was found not guilty in municipal court did not establish that there was no probable cause for his arrest or that the conduct of the police was unreasonable. In Mackin v. Filiberti, the appellate division upheld the trial court's ruling that the state Department of Transportation was immune from liability pursuant to the plan and design immunity provisions contained in NJSA 59:4-6 in plaintiff's suit arising out of a fatal intersectional collision on Route 73 in Winslow Township. The court found that in all instances, the stated immunity will trump liability of a public entity. The court rejected the plaintiff's arguments that the state cannot enjoy the immunity if a dangerous condition exists on its premises. Should you wish to learn more about any of the decisions in this week's New Jersey Legal Update, you can contact me at 609-896-9060 or by email rcostigan@stark-stark.com. And make sure to tune in next Friday for another edition of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark.